from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate, joined now on the show by the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Coach Dabo Swinney, live at ACC Media Days. Coach, how we feeling, man? Enjoying the car wash so far?
Yeah, it's been great. How you doing?
Doing real good. Doing real good. They give me money to come here and talk about football. It's a pretty good life. You know what I mean?
I love it.
Dabo Swinney joining us here on the show. All right, I do have to jump into the serious stuff. I just asked Barrett, I've asked Kate, how do you keep the boys from killing each other when they're playing college football on the PlayStation? Because it got heated a second ago, Coach.
I don't know. But they're having a lot of fun with all that, that's for sure. Been a lot of talk about it.
I dig it. I like it. All right, let's talk about your boy, Cade Klubnik, because he brought up the word comfort and being comfortable in the offense. Last week at the open house, Coach Riley said the same thing. It's about comfort and being comfortable in that offense. Can you talk to me a little bit about the development of Cade Klubnik and his comfort level in this offense heading into the season?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think, as a first-year starter, he did some good things and certainly some not-so-good things, but I loved how he finished. And that confidence and momentum has really served him well. He's physically developed. You know, he's a solid 205 now. He showed up at Clemson at 175. So I'm proud of that. But, again, you know, he's got a chance to learn from as a first-year starter. Now he's got a chance to apply all the lessons that came from that. And he's in the same system for the first time, and the same coach. So I think all of those things will serve him well. I love how he's led. He's really found his voice. He's been a tremendous leader for us. We don't need him to save the world. We just need him to take the next step. You know, there's been a lot of first-year quarterbacks that if you gave up on them, you missed out on some of the best in the world. So, I'm really proud. And the great ones get better. And we've seen him get better. Now he's got to go do it on the field. And I think that's what you're going to see with number two.
What are we going to see out of him this year? I mean, obviously, it's we've heard the offense described as a dirt raid. It wants to be balanced. Phil Moff is going to be a dude this year for you guys, I think. But it's still going to revolve around making sure you've got a quarterback in the comfort. So if I asked you the goals for Cade Klubnik as a player this year, what would you say they are?
Well, number one is, you know, minimize the negative plays. You know, he had too many negative plays last year as a first-year starter. And what I mean by that, he had too many fumbles. You know, just ball exchange, those type of things. He had too many TFLs. And too many sacks on him where, you know, as a result of him just trying to do too much, you know. And so, you know, what we want to see and what you're going to see is growth and maturity of just a little better pocket presence, which will cut down on those negative plays, the game slowing down, and now all of a sudden he's not trying to do too much. Just play within the system. Like to see him, you know, as you saw how he finished the season, use his legs. you know, in a little more timely manner, because he can do that. Certainly there's some things that you call, but also, you know, creating things with his legs, or just going and getting those 6 yards and let's get a new set of downs, you know, with his legs. So those are things that I think you'll see out of him. And just a bigger, stronger version of himself.
One of the interesting things I've listened to you talk about, he's had too many sacks, too many TFLs, et cetera. How do you talk to a guy like Kate, especially when you're trying to grow him into that second-year guy, and say those things, but also continue to build that confidence in him, because it seems like an interesting dichotomy as a coach that you've got to navigate.
Yeah, well, it's just part of your offseason. I mean, every coach, when you get done, you go through your season, and you do your quality control, and you look at all the good, the bad, the ugly, and you look at your disaster report, and you say, okay, what are disasters? Well, that's sacks, TFLs, turnovers, negative penalties on our offensive side. So you go through that, and then you say, okay, what happened? Why? Why was it a sack? Okay, well, that was on the OL, and why was that? What? How do we fix that? Okay, well, this is on the quarterback. You know, again, you know, it's holding on the ball too long, you know, trying to do too much, you know, whatever. Or if it's a TFL, okay, it's fundamental. I should have given it, you know, instead of keeping it. And again, that goes back sometimes trying to do too much, playing within the system, and then just, you know, ball exchange. That's just basic fundamental stuff. So you just reemphasize those things. So when it's good, a competitor wants to see that stuff. And, you know, and it's not that he hadn't already seen it, but when you see it in totality at the end of a season, then you go apply that, and that's how you plan your course ahead on what you want to do that spring, that off season, that summer, to get better. And so you don't run from that stuff; you run to that stuff so that you can improve. That's just part of the maturation process for every player. No different than all the way back when I was playing. You try to look at what you did good, what you did bad. How do I get better? And what was my weakness? How do I attack that? How do I improve that? And then for him too, just ownership of the system, really ownership of the protections. And that comes the more you're in a system. And we've certainly seen that from him, and I'm excited to see him take it to the field this fall.
Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers, here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. I've asked Clemson fans in Greenville, South Carolina, answer this question. Coach, I'm going to open the floor to you to do the same thing. We will define the Clemson football season as a success if
we finish the way we're capable of finishing. You know, we got to win the close games. You know, when we've been elite, we've won the close games. We've been really good in big play margin. You know, meaning we've had more big plays than the opponent, and we've been great in red zone scoring on offense and defense. So you know, that's all about finishing to me. So we got to finish. You know, just in the past 3 years, I mean, we've won more games than 126 of the 134 teams in college football. But what's kept us out of the Final Four is not winning those close games. You know, you go all the way back to 21, we lost on a pick six, one play to Georgia. We lost in a double overtime. You know, otherwise you're 11-1. You know, you go to 22, we win the league, but we lost by 1 point at home. Fumble punt return, fumble kick return. We didn't finish with a lead in the fourth quarter. And we're really good at that. Close game. And then you go last year, we lose in overtime. We lose in double overtime. We lose on a pick six up in Raleigh, one play. You know, we had three fumbles on the one throughout the season, going in to score. We didn't finish. So, you know, we were a tough defense, and people didn't get to the red zone often, but when they did, they had too many touchdowns. We were 15th in the country in first downs. We could move the ball, but we were awful in finishing in the red zone. So, answer your question, we got to finish.
Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers, here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Coach, appreciate it.
Appreciate
Good
it,
luck
man.
This season.
Thank you.
You got it. Dabo Swinney here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.